This is Rhema for today.
Them that believe the gospel, these signs shall follow them. Not the early church, not the apostles, not the preacher, them, the believers. In my name they shall cast out devils. No, I don't believe he's just referring here to casting out devils to somebody that's demon-possessed. I believe he's referring to the fact that every believer has authority over demons and evil spirits in the name of Jesus.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Faith Classics. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Well, I thought to myself, how could God call a person like that, as inconsistent as that, righteous? But I read in the 32nd Psalm where it said, blessed is the man whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity. Praise God. And I saw God, the blood of the innocent animal slain, covered their sins. And God did not count it as though they sinned, but it imputed righteousness unto them. And then as I came into the New Testament, I found 2 Corinthians 5:21, where it said, him who knew no sin, him who knew no sin, that was Jesus, was made to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. That's another one of those in him scriptures. In Christ. Praise God. I saw then that the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin, and that by virtue of the new birth, we've become a righteous new creature. Now, God did not make an unrighteous new creature. Did you hear me? We are created by God in Christ Jesus. He didn't make an unrighteous new creature. He made a righteous new creature, our new creation. He didn't make a new creature. We're sons and daughters of God, born not of the will of man or the will of flesh, but of the will of God. Well, we are not unrighteous sons of God. We were born righteous. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, what does that mean? Well, that means that we can stand in the presence of God as though we'd never sinned. That means we can stand in the presence of God as though we'd never done anything wrong. Praise God. That means, my friends, that we can stand in the presence of God without any kind of a spiritual inferiority complex, or without sin consciousness, or without spiritual embarrassment, and we don't have to become tongue-tied because of fear. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. But we can come into his presence and into his very throne room because we belong. We are the righteousness of God in Christ. You see, when we were born again, our sins were remitted and all of our past life stopped existing. And God himself said, I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions, and I will not remember thine iniquities or thy sins. So he don't remember I did anything wrong. Why should I remember it? Oh, hallelujah. You see with what confidence we can come. Praise God. Yes, but somebody told me, Brother Hagin, you don't understand. I know all that's true, that I was born again, all my past was remitted, I became a new creature, but I've failed so many times since then. Since I've been a Christian, I'm just about the weakest one of the bunch, and I'm the biggest failure you've ever seen, and I've sinned, and I've failed. Well, thank God, I still have good news for you. 1 John 1:9, 1st Epistle of John, 1st chapter, 9th verse, isn't written to sinners. It's written to Christians who have sinned. And he said, but if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, he does two things to the believer who may have sinned. When he confesses his sins, the Lord forgives him. Praise the Lord. Now, if that's all he did, we'd be left in an unhappy dilemma. Because, you see, when we sin, we lost our sense of righteousness and we'd feel guilty. And we'd feel embarrassed and spiritually inferior to come into the presence of God in prayer. But he said that he also cleansed us from all unrighteousness. Well, unrighteousness is just simply the word righteousness with the prefix UN on the front of it, which means not or non-righteous. And if I'm cleansed from not righteousness, then I'm righteousness again. Hallelujah to Jesus. How many of you folks are believers here this morning? How many of you are walking in the light? Far as you know, keep your hand up. Shut your eyes and say this then out loud. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. Say it again.
I am the righteousness of God in Christ.
Amen. I've found many times when I get folks to see that, they automatically get healed. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because you see, they've been under condemnation. They thought God was mad at them. Amen. Because of failures. They failed to understand that they are the righteous of God in Christ. How it stimulates your faith. I remember Smith Wigglesworth said one time that there in England, an Episcopal minister, a man who was still serving in a pastorate. They don't call him a pastorate. I don't know what they call him. But anyway, he's still a pastor, we would say. Though he was 80 years of age. And he asked Brother Wigglesworth if he'd come and pray with him because he was interested in being baptized in the Holy Ghost and speaking with tongues. So Brother Wigglesworth went to his study and they sat there and discussed the scriptures, and this Episcopal man had already begun to see the truth of God's word. And so he saw it. And he wanted to receive. So Brother Wigglesworth said they got down to pray. And as they knelt, he said, I never heard such a beautiful prayer in my life as that old man prayed. But he said, God's not interested in beautiful prayers. Then he said, after he had prayed such a beautiful prayer, that this old man began to say, Lord, make me holy. Lord, make me holy. Now see, he's got the idea that before he can get the Holy Ghost, he's got to be what he calls holy. See? Lord, make me holy. Lord, make me holy. And Brother Wigglesworth, of course, he was uneducated, never went to school a day in his life, and sometimes would see, just seemed to be a little uncouth. And sometimes just brutally frank. And so he said, I just got up and said, get up, old man, get up, old man, get up off your knees. So the fella got up and looked around, you know. He said, sit down there. And he said, this Episcopal minister, you know, sat down. And he said, I looked at him, I said, I thought you were holy. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses you from all sin. You are clean. You are holy. And he said, when I said that, that old fella lifted his hand and started talking in tongues. Oh, glory. Praise God. Well, do you know what Wigglesworth was doing? He's just taking a shortcut of what I'm preaching here and trying to get that man to see that he is holy, that he does stand right with God, that he is the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Amen. And he doesn't have to do anything else to be filled with the Spirit. Praise God. When we know that we are the righteousness of God in Christ, then we step out of the narrow place of failure and weakness in which we've lived into the boundless fullness of God. Step number four, a lack of understanding of our right to the use of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ will hold us in bondage and give us a sense of weakness. But when we know what that name will do, then we can defeat Satan and enjoy victory. Now, men and women, everybody, so far as I know, everywhere, believes that the name of Jesus can be used in prayer. Because Jesus said, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto, you've asked nothing in my name. Ask that your joy may be full. I believe, so far as I know, Christian people everywhere believe that that name can be used in prayer. But I suggest that the name of Jesus can be used every way that the word indicates that it can. Jesus himself said that we just quoted to you in John's Gospel, the 16th chapter, the 23rd and 24th verses. In that day ye shall ask me nothing. Whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he'll give it to you. Hitherto you've asked nothing in my name. Ask that your joy may be full. Then he says in the 16th chapter of Mark's Gospel, go ye into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Them that believe the gospel, these signs shall follow them. Not the early church, not the apostles, not the preacher, them, the believers. In my name they shall cast out devils. No, I don't believe he's just referring here to casting out devils of somebody that's demon-possessed. I believe he's referring to the fact that every believer has authority over demons and evil spirits in the name of Jesus. Amen. In my name, they'll speak with new tongues. Did you ever think about it, friends, that you've got a right to use the name of Jesus in speaking with new tongues? Praise God. In my name, if they drink any deadly thing, it'll not hurt them. They'll take up serpents. And then in my name, they'll lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. In the night time, bless the Lord. If your wife becomes sick, well, you husbands have a right just to lay your hands upon her in the name of Jesus and expect her to become well. In the night time, if the husband becomes sick, you wives have a right to lay your hands upon him in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and expect him to be healed. If the children are sick, you parents have a right to lay your hands upon them and pray. God will hear your prayer. Oh, somebody said, well, the Bible said that of call the elders of the church. Sure, the Bible said that. But I want to tell you, my brother, sister, something else. If you had to be healed that way, wouldn't you be in a mess then if you was off somewhere where there wasn't anybody you could get to or call for? Isn't that true? And you know, besides that, if you just called for the pastor all the time, you'd keep him running solidly. That's all he'd be able to do almost. I'm fairly convinced that you ought to leave the pastor free to take care of the babies who don't know how to act for themselves. But that older Christians should learn to appropriate healing for themselves.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We have a special resource package available that we know will be a blessing to you. This package includes Kenneth Hagin's mini book, How to Be a Success in Life, along with Lynette Hagin's Keys to Fulfilling God's Plan USB, featuring 10 powerful MP3 messages. You'll also receive Denise Hagin Burns' Goals for Growth USB. These three great resources are available together for the special package price of just $39. Be sure to take advantage of this special offer and get resources that will encourage you, strengthen your faith, and help you continue growing in God's plan for your life. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Let's join Lynette Hagin and Denise Hagin Burns.
You know, while we're here, I just want to just mention our Kindle the Flame that comes up in September
24th through the 26th.
Yeah, it'll be here before we know it.
I know. Tell them what our theme is.
Yes. So this year, our theme is grace and grit.
Yes.
And, you know, we want to go through life gracefully, but, you know, when those problems come, you have to have grit and determination. And I believe that as women of God, that we can have both grace and to be successful in life. So save the date, September 24th through the 26th. You don't want to miss it. And register, you can go to rhema.org/KTF.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his teaching, Faith Classics. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.